We now interrupt Neil Young for a required weekly test in the emergency alert system. They will control you.
I hate everything. Hold on a minute. A thing happened. Oh, here it is.
The whole thing.
Starting off with an egregious technical error. Welcome to Sportsy Talk. Do we have our theme music?
Oh no, I haven't gotten it up yet. I got thrown off by the awesomeness of that Neil Young record.
That was pretty good.
I mean, I have it here on my phone.
Wait a minute. You want to play it?
Yeah, wait a minute. This is pretty exciting so far.
If we got it up on SoundClown, we could.
SoundClown,
we could play it on the dog.
Put the talk on the fair mute. Sports Talk Radio today. It's what you talk on the family.
That's by Young Legs. It's our theme song.
Yay, Young Legs. Thank you.
Thank you, Young Legs.
Thank you, Young Legs.
AKA wonderful. Steuben. AKA yeah. Young Legs.
AKA Steuben.
AKA Awesome.
AKA.
I couldn't get it up on Twitter.
I don't remember what I did. Whatever. Isn't it? But I mean, there's another way to. Well, I don't know.
On SoundCloud?
SoundCloud.
You gotta go to SoundCloud. You gotta put your red nose on. I don't know.
Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. The whole entire most trusted team is here today in the studio.
Yay!
We have Bronwyn C. That's me. Jim the Poet. That's him. And call screener John.
Yay! We're all together. Like the family we are.
Yes, the beautiful family of sports. Now what are you playing?
I'm not playing it, am I?
What is it?
Is that
That's something. I don't know.
Is that coming over everybody's earphones?
Yeah, maybe.
Cool.
We don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is. You can also
it's
tweet.
Kind of nice.
You can also text the show now.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about texting the show?
Oh,
I was
God,
goofing
do we have
around.
To do that?
They don't have to, but you
let
could.
Let's see what we have on here. What's going on?
What's happening? How many
errors
do we have already?
Three or four, I think.
You can text the show now at 949-JIM-WFMU. That's 949-546-9368.
Yeah, but what good will that do?
I don't know.
Oh.
You can also leave a dirty message that maybe we could play on the air. Maybe we
No,
couldn't.
We're not going to play anything. Can we play them on the air? Do you have a robot voice that's going to read the text?
Yes.
You do?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, maybe. Probably.
Oh, you know what else I should say? Besides the Neil Young thing that was, what was
that? That was an awesome song.
Yeah, what was that called?
We Are in Control.
Yeah, that's from his wonderful album of entirely of music like that. It's hard to believe it's Neil Young doing that. So the album's called Trans, and it came out in 2007.
No, that's just when we got the CD.
Oh, that's just when we got it?
It came out in the 80s, I think.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it was like, boop, 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 Pac-Man.
Yeah,
that's the whole record.
Well, that's why I was wondering why it sounded like that.
Yeah, let me see. I'll look it up.
You figure it out. All right. And right after that, sort of, we heard the theme to the television show 21st Century. And I was cleaning out some old stuff of mine over the week that I was locked in the house and unable to leave the house because I was sick. And I found an email from listener Ralphine, dated June 16th, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And listener Ralphine said, "Where'd you come across the theme music from the 21st Century? I love that show. Union Carbide sponsored it, Walter Cronkite hosted it, and it was all about what life would be like in the 21st century, technologically speaking. The only specific prediction I can recall is that cars would drive themselves." And see, that was like really risible back in 2004, and now it's like, but they are. It's the 21st century and cars are driving themselves.
They are?
Aren't you glad that I saved this email from like 12 years ago?
I'm glad that you are doing everything you're doing.
Okay.
I'm glad to see you. I'm glad everything's okay.
I'm glad to see you too. Yeah, I'm glad I'm all right. Not everything is not okay.
In the world?
In the world.
Everywhere?
Everywhere it's not okay.
That's too bad.
Technology.
What are we doing? Everything's great on Sportsy Talk.
Let's see if I got the right things now. You know, if I go like a week without running the board, I just forget how to do anything.
The gloomy palace, sad baby eyes.
Sad baby Eli.
You know, that's a good idea.
Do you want me to cry about the Giants now? We can start out talking about crying about sports.
I mean, you could.
Why?
The Giants.
Why?
Last Monday, the Giants decided all the receivers decided to go to Miami for the day.
That's not why. That's not why.
They didn't play that great, but they kind of like blew off.
Well,
there's a picture of
Beckham
them like all
dropped.
With their shirts off.
They're grown men, and it was their day off, so they can do what they want, right?
I mean,
it's fine.
If you say so.
Yeah.
I mean, people went crazy.
Yeah, I know. That's ridiculous. Now they're saying that the reason that they lost is because Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
Like punched a hole in the wall.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, they said that he's out of control, and that's why when they lost, as they went back to their locker room.
Yeah.
The receiver who dropped two major passes, one of which would have been a touchdown and would have kept the Giants, you know, like momentum going early in the game, would have been really great. He was really angry, and he's often a baby. He often like kicks things and hurts
things.
He gets
upset.
He's
very emotional. He wears his emotions on his sleeves.
Yeah, I call that being a baby.
He's a delicate snowflake.
He is. He punched a hole in the wall
in
outside
Giant Stadium.
No, they weren't in Giant Stadium. They were at Lambeau.
Oh, were they?
At Lambeau Field. Yeah, outside the groundkeeper's office. He just punched his fist right through the wall. So now there's this big hole in the wall, and they're saying That's why they lost. He's too emotional. He can't control himself. Had nothing to do with the boat trip. It was all about how emotional he is. I don't know.
Are we still playing Sad Baby Eyes in the background?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't
know
if that was my head or not.
No, they lost.
I mean, I'm fine with it. I mean, that was the best game of the weekend. Most of those football games were not good.
Yeah, those games were terrible. Yeah.
They were baddish.
Well, don't watch
That's a good idea that we could use the robot voice to read, because I usually just read people's comments.
Can you get the robot voice to read?
I could do
robot.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, put up
can
the
you?
Dawes.
Oh, okay.
Put up both Dawes.
One moment, please.
Dawes,
yeah,
D-A-W.
We never know what's going on. Wait. Where's the other one? There it is. All right, they're both up.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Is the robot voice reading them?
If Jim the Poet gets the morning slot, is he still doing Sportsy Talk?
That was a question from our boards.
Oh, that's a good question. Are you? Okay, now you are trying out for the new morning show on WFMU. Congratulations. And what are
February
the
9th and 10th, 6 to 9 a.m.
Tune in, everybody. 6
Wake
to 9.
Wake up with Jimmy.
Yeah.
J-I-M in the a.m.,
are you,
possibly.
Are you going to be awake?
Maybe. I think I won't go to bed.
Oh, and I don't think that's a
I'll
good
take like Benzedrine at 5:30 in the morning.
That's a really bad idea. I don't think that's a good idea.
But yeah, I will never quit Sportsy Talk. As long as Bronwyn will put up with me, I will continue to show up.
I was kind of hoping that was my exit strategy. That's like, you know, you would get the morning show and then I'll just, you know, fade off into the distance and not have to do this anymore.
No.
It was really weird for me finding all these things. I used to do several different other kinds of formats of shows here on WFMU.
Don't talk about it in the past tense. We're moving forward.
No, we're talking about the old ones that I did.
Okay.
Read 'em and Weep was one that I did in 2004-ish, and I found a whole box of Read 'em and Weep stuff over the weekend, and I was looking through it, and I used to, like, write these real, I mean, they were really good. They were really strong. These, like, screeds about politics and stuff, you know, things that were happening at the time, and they were really well written and incisive and good and funny and everything. And, you know, what? You know? It's like I came in here, I wrote them every week, I read them at the beginning of the show every week. All 12 listeners heard them.
Well,
but people wrote to me. I mean, I got a lot of mail. I saved all my fan mail. I saved, you know, I printed out and saved certain emails.
I would
that
save
I really
my
liked.
Fan mail if
I
got
any. Hey, we got some mail.
Yeah, what is that exactly?
Okay. I don't know, but
is it safe to open, you think?
Should we do... Okay, here, let's go straight into our special segment, Jim the Poet's Bulging Sack of Letters. Yay, on Sportsy Talk.
So far, I've gotten one text.
Yeah?
At 949-JIM.
Was that the one that we
WFMU?
Heard?
No, it's like a flexing muscle and an American flag.
Okay, good.
Thank you for your thoughtful text.
Can you read that? You can't have the robot voice read flexing muscle American
flexing
flag.
Flexing muscle emoji. Robot American flag
emoji. So our email this week is from Asian correspondent Jonathan. Yay! He said he tried to check in during the holidays. He tried to call in last Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, I didn't answer
but
the phone.
Yeah, it says, I guess you weren't taking calls with Bronwyn out. And then he puts 5555555555, and he says, Chinese phonetic joke for crying, woo, 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 woo. Which sounds more like, you know, the Three Stooges to me, but, you know, woo, 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 woo. Alas, I missed my yearly chance again. I guess he's back in the United States.
He's in the USA.
Over the holidays, and he tries to call in, and we never take his call.
Someone was calling, like, insistently, and I figured that it was, like, someone who was, breathing heavy and masturbating or something. No, that's not a word you have to bleep.
Okay.
That's
sure?
a function.
All right. So, yeah, so we didn't know, and we don't know that listener John wasn't doing that, actually, but
yeah, I mean,
we don't think so.
He doesn't
say it. We never get to talk to him, so we don't know.
Nope.
But he says, sports view from China. The Arena Football League is touring China. The NFL is making big marketing push in China. American football is called Olive Ball.
Olive Ball?
Yeah, Olive Ball. Yeah, it has a small but passionate following. I think because of the shape of the ball, they call it an
They're
Olive
like,
Ball.
They're like, what is that?
Yeah. Every Monday morning, NFL has a couple of games live online with Chinese commentary.
See, that would be amazing. I think whatever they were talking about would be kind of cool to figure out.
Yep. And he says, my 1 week reprieve in the United States of Trump ends tomorrow, but wanted to thank you guys for another great year of listening to your podcast from afar. Keep it sportsy. Thank you, listener Jonathan. And I have a request for listener Jonathan, since he's been reporting to us about the NFL in China.
Mm-hmm.
We know now, we've talked the last couple of weeks about how soccer is making a big push in China.
Yes.
How the Chinese are buying
up. They're trying to buy some of the biggest players
in the world. They're buying up some of the biggest players in Europe and taking them over there. There's the big thing now is that the referees in the European leagues want the big Chinese money.
So really?
They're telling the Chinese that, you know, it doesn't do any good to just have the players. You have to have the referees and the umpires.
I don't think
and
that's
the people
true.
Who know,
no.
know how to, like, control the game. So they're angling for that big money now. So I think we should ask Listener Jonathan, please, you know, check out Chinese soccer for us and let us know what's going on over there, right? Be our official Asian soccer correspondent. Right?
I think he's the guy
for the
job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's a comment on the boards from listener Ralphine.
Oh, I like to read them and weep. I used to call in and talk about movies with Dr. Colby, even though it was a book club show.
That's right. I liked read them and weep.
Dr. Colby was kind of an unofficial, I can't say she was an unofficial co-host, but she was a
friend of the show.
She was a frequent guest on the show, a frequent guest expert, and she's very into movies, and she and listener Ralphine did long phone calls about movies. You can call in and talk to us about sports, though. We're at 201-209-9368. That's the number.
Dial carefully.
Yeah. Talk to the third Sportsy.
Are we calling Mr. Sportsy?
Mr. Sportsy.
He sets a tone. He's a handsome man, and he sets a great tone for our entire program.
He's like the gateway to Sportsy Talk.
You can't get to us without talking to him first.
Yep, and that's a good thing.
So we're going to open this.
Package. So the other thing. Okay, that was the letter in Jim the Poet's bulging sack of letters for this week. You can also email us at whatever it is. I don't know. Find it online. You'll figure it out.
Find it online.
You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out how to get it.
Jim the Poet at WFMU.org.
Oh, yeah, and Bronwyn C. Yeah.
She reads her email more frequently than I do.
I do.
But now.
Oh, do we have, like, something sharp?
Yeah, here's my key. I usually use a key so I don't slice my fingers
it?
Off. Yeah, because I'm a little worried.
Okay, we have a big package here addressed to me.
See, this is the package here.
Yeah, okay.
And it says Seattle.
There's nothing better than, it's listener Jay in Seattle, but not former co-host Jay.
Not that
Jay.
We know. It might be, maybe he's in the witness relocation program or something.
No, he's not. He's
in
Japan.
They spent a lot of money on postage.
Yeah, I know,
How much
right?
does it cost?
It's very expensive to send things in the mail. I appreciate that. Wait, let me see the letter first.
You can't you get read the letter?
First. Yeah, it's mine. It's my package.
Okay. All right, I don't know how this works. This is a new segment of the show where I have to
Dear Bronwyn, this will hopefully reach you before Christmas, but will likely arrive after the 20th, your last show before the holidays. If you look at that package, I think it says, like, two-day shipment or something.
Priority mail two-day.
Yeah, I think it was more like
23rd.
2 weeks. Yeah, and
that's
it reached
when it was
us.
Mailed.
Yeah, and it reached us on January. What is today?
Yeah, you should get your money back from the UPS.
Get your, I've been a listener to WFMU and to your programs for many, many years. It's great that you're still keeping up the talk and banter, even if I do miss all the music you used to program.
Aww.
All the while, though. He's so nice.
Why aren't you reading it?
Oh, because it's so sweet.
Can't you
it's
share it with
personal.
The rest of the...
No, it's very sweet. I can't... It's very nice.
Is it pornographic?
It's very sweet. It's really... He's very complimentary and sweet, and it's
well,
very touching.
Good.
I appreciate it.
Okay, so...
He says he's hoping...
Is there something we can eat in here?
He's hoping that you stay on the radio for a long, long time.
Is there anything about Jim, the other guy on the show?
No. Yes. The gifts might or might not have been influenced by you and Jim the Poet going on and on about bacon on a stick. Please enjoy and feel free to share the candy with Jim and call screener John at your own discretion. Thank you, listener John.
So do I get to open
it? No, they're mine. He sent them to me. Give me.
All right.
But I'm really, it's kind of awful that he sent them the 23rd. It's like after New Year's. But you know what? My birthday's coming up.
They're nicely
wrapped. It's early for my birthday.
It's early for her birthday.
Yeah, my birthday is January 27th.
Send gifts now.
Yeah.
WFMU.
Your birthday is February 9th?
February 8th.
8th. I always forget.
So I'll be really hungover on the morning show on the
9th. Good. Oh, yodeling bacon. Wow, it's a bacon that yodels.
It's a piece of bacon?
Yeah, see, it's a bacon. It's a yodeling bacon.
How does it yodel?
I don't know.
Do you have to open it up?
It has batteries. You have to put batteries in it.
That's good.
It's a battery-operated yodeling bacon. I'll bring that in next week. I'll assemble
that. You have to assemble it?
We have to actually, do the show.
Oh, we do?
Oh, bacon candy canes. I love candy canes.
I want a bacon candy cane.
And I love bacon.
Do those require any,
to
do anything?
No, we don't have to do anything but open them.
Can you give me the bacon?
Will you?
Bacon!
We have to give one to call screener John.
All right, I can do that.
You want them now or you want to save them until after
no,
the show?
No, we should have them on the show and see if they taste like bacon or not.
All right. We can ask call screener John to enter the studio, please, and receive his bacon candy cane.
Are you popping things?
Yeah, I'm opening them.
Oh. I thought that was just me. I thought I'd been shot again. Call screener John, you want...
call screener John, you want a bacon-flavored
candy cane
from listener John in Seattle? We're all going to try them.
Thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's ready.
He's ready for his bacon flavor.
All right, where's my bacon?
Oh, yours. Okay.
Where's my bacon?
If I really like these, I'm going to be sorry I gave them to you guys.
It's not bacon colored, though.
Well, no, it's a candy cane.
It's regular candy cane colored.
Well, it's kind of bacon. Well, bacon is kind of candy cane colored. Bacon's red and white, right?
Not if you don't cook. What do you mean, raw bacon?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about bacon you actually cook. It comes out like...
You cook it. If it's raw, then you cook it. We're opening the candy canes.
I don't know. Candy canes are a little... How are you supposed to open them? Oh, is it nasty?
It's bizarre.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
It does taste like bacon.
Oh, it's so vile. Oh, my goodness. I think I'm going to puke. Oh, whoa. That is an intense experience I'm going to enjoy off the air.
I told you it was in the air.
My goodness. I was gonna.
I know.
I was just about. We will enjoy that tremendously, believe me.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, listener.
Thank
John.
You. In quotes. Oh my God! It's still in my. I can still feel it behind my eyes. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Get in on the bacon fun.
Bacon.
Fun.
Maybe it's because it's been in a box for 3 weeks.
No, I think that's how it tastes.
Okay.
Tastes like licking an old Neil Young record. Oh, whoa. We're going to leave one of those for Ken and Andy. Sad bacon eyes.
Thank you.
Oh, my.
All right. More sports.
Oh, my.
There's
did you watch the national? You didn't watch the national championship game last night?
I could not watch the national championship game because it's not on, a broadcast channel. But it featured Alabama and Clemson. They played last year, and Alabama
won.
Did
they? I didn't watch last year.
Yeah, I didn't mean either. But they played last year, and Alabama won. So this was like a revenge thing, right? And it was a very close game all the way through, back and forth. And then...
I'm using a tissue.
In the last.
I'm trying to get the bacon taste out of my mouth.
Oh. He's eating a tissue. And after all that, at the very, literally the last second, the Clemson quarterback threw a touchdown pass.
Yes.
And Clemson won at literally the last second of the game. It looked like Alabama was going to win again, and then they didn't.
Well, I'm writing down for you, and this is possibly illegal, and we shouldn't be talking about it on the radio.
What?
But I'm giving, this is my
don't,
codes.
Don't talk about that on the radio.
Well, here we go. Just take them now.
Oh, God.
And so the next time you say, well, I can't watch that because it's not, and then just do that. Whatever that is, watch ESPN3.com. Whatever it is.
You know, I had Sling TV for a while, and it had the ESPN channels on.
How's
it.
How's that going?
I canceled it because there was never anything on ESPN I wanted to watch.
What about baseball's coming up?
Yeah, I know.
World Baseball Classic?
Yeah.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Yankees going to be terrible?
Yeah.
Like all New York teams?
Yeah. That's it. Hey, we haven't done a shout out to, speaking of the Yankees, we haven't done a shout out to listener Laura in a while.
How's listener Laura doing?
I don't know. She's asleep by now.
She falls asleep.
She falls asleep. Yeah, she hears
listens
our
to
voices
us on the podcast.
Just to put herself to sleep.
How do you get our podcast?
I don't know. I didn't know we had a podcast for like ages.
How do you get the bacon
somebody
taste out of my mouth?
I know it's too bad. I can't drink right now because I'm recovering from my illness.
All
so
right.
It's too bad because otherwise we could add like some scotch or something. It would have gotten the bacon taste out. But no.
A bacon flavored scotch?
I've had bacon-flavored vodka.
What do you think?
It's really good.
Remember we used to have people with booze on our show? What happened to the people with booze?
Who?
This week we tried to get Missy Franklin on our program.
You tried to get Missy Franklin. I don't know why.
Missy Franklin's got a new book.
Okay, tell people who Missy Franklin is, because some of our
listeners
are not that
sporty. She's a huge Olympian that's won like 5 gold medals.
Yeah,
she's
a gymnast.
She swims.
Oh,
no.
She's a swimmer?
Yeah.
All right.
She's not coming on the show as a short
dancer.
Well,
obviously. I don't know who she is, even.
Yeah, we couldn't know.
Yeah, okay, fine.
I mean, I emailed someone, and they're like, yeah, great, email this other person. And then I did, and they're like, no, that ain't going to happen.
Well, yeah, of course not.
So that was our guest
of
this week.
Listen, we weren't going to have a...
Our failed guest of the week. Missy Franklin.
That's our new segment, Failed Guest of the Week. If you have a suggestion for a failed guest for next week, call us at 201-209-9368.
Well, she's written a book.
Yeah.
Apparently she's also secretly Canadian.
I'm not going to promote her book.
Why not?
Because she didn't come on the show. Let's not talk about it.
I said she wrote a book.
Yeah, too bad for her. Let's not talk about it. If she wants us to promote her book, she can come on the show. And otherwise, I don't care.
I mean, I don't...
Otherwise, no.
You can read the book or not
I'm
read
not
the book.
Nobody's going to read it.
I'm just saying...
Nobody's reading the book.
If you're going to suggest people to be on the show, a lot of people have written books. They have to do stuff like our show.
Yeah, they can do that.
You know, but
she's not doing it. So
I was going to call the... Last year at this time, we had the bull rider guys on the show.
Yeah, there was bull riding this weekend.
I know, I forgot to call those guys.
There was bull riding this weekend in Madison Square Garden, and they didn't contact us. We had... It was J.B. Mooney?
Yeah, he didn't win last year's bull riders thing, but
he was the favorite.
He was like a two-time champion.
Yeah, he was like the favorite.
There's a new guy, another guy
won. He was a favorite
won.
Last year, and we interviewed him, and he was very... uptight and called me ma'am a lot.
He wasn't uptight. He's just like a young guy from the South.
He was weird.
He's polite.
He was okay, polite.
I mean, he's not as much fun as the Crazy Legs? What was Crazy Legs Conti?
Oh yeah,
our professional eater.
I want to have Crazy Legs Conti back on the show, the professional eater back on the show, because
that dude's
now,
awesome. We should have him for a whole hour.
Now
of just Crazy Legs.
Now there is a kale eating. Competitive kale eating.
Kale eating.
And, you know, kale is vile, right?
Yeah, it's nasty. I mean, it's not as nasty as the bacon.
Oh, we could make somebody, we could get like a competitive bacon candy cane eater.
Bacon candy cane.
Competitive eating.
I think they would have to try it before they knew that they could competitively eat it. They would have to prepare.
Yeah, I guess.
So you couldn't just be like, here you go, let's go.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't even get, I mean, I couldn't keep that in my mouth for more than 10 seconds.
I really,
and I put anything in my mouth, believe me.
I know you
me.
Will. I've seen
anything.
It. I've seen you scoop, I've seen
anything.
You.
I take things
I've
off the garbage and eat them.
I've seen you scoop things off the floor and eat them.
I eat things off the floor
know,
all the time.
I know, it's horrific. So yeah, I know you will. But I didn't think the bacon candy cane was that bad.
I mean, I couldn't keep it in my mouth.
I know. I just
didn't think I'm just a wuss?
Well, I didn't eat it, but I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, you know, I might try ingesting some of it later. We'll see. Anyway, here's the thing about Clemson winning the National College
Championship. Yeah, do we care?
No. Here, I have this card.
No, it's what you just said.
I have this card.
Yeah, what does
right?
it say?
I said, apparently Russians are Clemson fans, so look for Clemson to win v. Alabama. And I had that under college championship on one of my little cards that I have. And I carried that around for a couple of weeks, and we never got around to talking about the college football championship before.
Yeah, because who cares, right?
But the Russians were like, there was some kind of story about how the Russians are big Clemson fans, and they send like Russian sportscasters to the Clemson games. And they call the Clemson games on, like, Russian TV or something.
Is that true?
Yeah, or Russian radio.
Is that fake news or is that real
news?
No,
it's real. There's Russian guys there. You can find, like, you can hear their call of some Clemson games. I think when Clemson won their, whatever their conference championship was, there were Russians there calling the game. And they're big Clemson
so
fans.
So you're saying, what Bronwyn is saying is that 2 weeks ago she called that Clemson, an almost 7-point underdog.
Based on the Russians.
An unbeatable team.
Yes.
That it was undefeated this
yes,
year.
Because.
And had won last year.
Yes.
And only some, I mean, I stopped watching that game because it was so boring in the first half.
Oh, because Alabama was just
Alabama was
them?
Killing them. Yeah. And then I changed from ESPN, which had terrible announcers, to ESPN University Channel, which mm-hmm. had just people sitting on a couch. There was Bill Walton. There was Keyshawn Johnson, Michelle Beadle.
Yeah.
They were all drinking, I think. It was
and
just
watching
like,
the game
no,
and
they
just
were
yelling?
Just talking over the game. Like they would, see, they would watch the game in a little box, that's and like, they were all just like...
That's like what we would do.
They're like, this is stupid. Why are we doing this? I was like, this is, I was transfixed. So thanks to everyone at ESPN University's channel for the slumber party that they had last night.
Where
people would come off and come back on dressed up as like, Bill Walton was dressed as Uncle Sam for a while.
Yeah, that was when he came in as Uncle Sam. I saw some pictures of that.
Amazing. So
Bill
that was
Walton is a
the only thing that was enjoyable.
Yeah,
he's
past.
One of the, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
We have a comment from Ken in Hyde Park.
It appears that FIFA is expanding the World Cup final to 48 teams up from 32 starting with the 2026 tournament.
That's correct.
Good news for countries like Haiti, Suriname, Aruba, etc.
So FIFA is making the World Cup even bigger.
Yeah, they're going to have more teams playing.
By having a bunch of bad teams come.
That's like 50% more teams. Because it's going from 32 to 48 is 50% more
This is
teams.
Good news for the men's side, for the U.S. team. Because we're generally terrible.
Yeah.
And we usually have to win some game against Costa Rica just to even make the thing.
Yeah.
So now it's like you really would have to be an awful team to not make the World Cup.
Yeah.
Starting in 2026, wherever that's going to be.
Yeah,
I don't know if they've announced where that's going to be yet. They haven't chosen.
Well, that's the thing. Okay, here's the thing.
What terrible country will be hosting it?
Here's the thing about
probably the United States, right?
Well, if they have 48 teams in it, right, then that means they have to have a venue that can host 48 teams at once. So that's going to cut down a lot.
United States,
yeah,
like the biggest teams.
Russia, China. I mean, it's going to cut down a lot.
They'll just build in an extra day. Like, it'll actually be longer than a month, too, because you'll have another.
But they have to have a place to put all those teams. They have to have places for them to stay and stuff. It's going to restrict the number of places where the World Cup can even be played.
Well, I think that's probably okay.
Yeah, I don't care.
2018's in Russia. So that one's in the bag for Russia and Putin.
Right.
Putin will probably play shirtless.
Yeah,
for the Russian team.
Probably.
2022.
Putin's going to be playing for Clemson next season.
2022 is still in Qatar for some reason, and it's going to be played in December because it's only like 100 degrees in Qatar in December. And then 2026, I think the United States is trying to get their greasy mitts on it.
Why?
Because they think it's going to be a good idea. I don't know why. Do you care?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know if I care or not. I mean, it was. You know, what was interesting about that last Euro tournament thing was when the underdogs like Iceland and Wales.
Yeah, that was cool.
They went pretty far.
That was awesome.
Yeah, so maybe by having more underdogs in FIFA, there'll be more chances for some underdog.
But you'll lose. I mean, that just means they'll add if there's 32 teams now and they want to have 46 teams, they're just going to add like
48 teams.
They're just going to add like. Five terrible European teams and like one team from every other place in the world.
Well, but I mean, the ones from other places in the world will be terrible.
Someone says on the boards, North Guinea Hills says Canada may have a chance if CONCACAF gets 10 berths.
Well, there you go. Maybe.
Glenn says, yeah, Canada has a chance now. I don't remember the last time Canada was in the
World Cup, but I didn't know they ever competed.
They do. I think they play abominable snowmen in soccer, and they usually lose. And then the snowmen come and they melt.
Wait. Canada plays soccer?
Yeah, it's frozen soccer. I mean, it's like a frozen ball.
Okay. Ice ball.
With maple syrup in the middle of it. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
Give Call Screener John something to do, because he hasn't been here for a while.
I don't know if he's still eating that bacon, because that's...
He's probably passed out.
Or text us. At 949 Jim WFMU.
949 Jim WFMU.
Yeah, that was the best number I can come up with.
You got to pick your own number? That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's Google Voice. It's very exciting.
Oh, I see.
You can leave a dirty phone mail message for me, too. 949 Jim WFMU. So I have to try new things because I'm doing this show.
Yeah.
But then I got 2 days to try to impress people.
For the morning show. Yeah, I know.
I was hoping we would do the morning show together.
Can you
wake up that early and come every day and carry me?
Could
you carry me on this show? Why can't you carry me on that
show? It's not a matter of what time I wake up.
People love you. You're a legend.
I live 2 hours away from the station, and the trains don't run that early in the morning.
You could move in with me and Ben.
I'm not moving in with you and Ben.
I still have that bacon taste
in my mouth. That's a horrible idea. It's your punishment.
Bacon taste in my mouth.
In ha-ha Tom Brady news, the Falcons quarterback, Matt Ryan beat out Tom Brady on
Did
the
he?
AP's All-Pro team.
Oh,
yeah,
they don't even watch the games.
I know. Well, we don't watch the games.
He
so
was suspended for 4 weeks. I mean, Matt Ryan should probably win the NFL MVP or whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So, all right.
He went to Boston College.
Did he?
He's a Boston guy. He's Matty Ice, dude. he's practically Ben Affleck. Anyway, Tom Brady's still going to win the Super Bowl, so it doesn't make any difference. Okay, pick your winners here.
Okay, what?
You don't watch concussion ball like I do.
No, go ahead.
But if you had to, Seahawks at Falcons.
Falcons.
Texans at Patriots.
Patriots.
Steelers at Chiefs.
Chiefs. Because Ben Roethlisberger got injured at that last play.
Is he actually injured?
Yeah, he's
injured. But he had two broken legs, and he's still pretty good.
He's in an ankle boot, so I think Chiefs.
Packers at Cowboys.
Oh.
Cowboys always choke, man.
I'm going to say Packers because Aaron Rodgers was like a machine.
He was pretty good against the Giants.
He was a machine.
But the Giants were all tired from going to Miami and drinking and not having their shirts on or whatever.
I don't think that had anything to do with it.
In other terrible New York sports teams news,
yes,
Derrick Rose just kind of vanished last night.
You have to tell people who he is. He's
Derrick Rose
he's
plays
a
for the Knicks.
He's a point guard for the Knicks.
He used to be a MVP type player, but he was on the Chicago Bulls, and then he's kind of old now. He gets injured every year.
So they traded him off to the Knicks because the Knicks will take
he's
all those
free
injured,
agent
not
next
so
year.
Good players.
So yeah, like he's been. You know, I would also, if I was a Knick,
yeah.
I would love to take a day off of being a Knick and playing in Knicks games, getting beat by teams, no matter what
team comes
to town or whatever.
So he was at the practice in the morning,
yep.
And then he just didn't show up for the game at night, and,
yep.
And nobody knew where he was.
And there was
a
lot of concern.
The team didn't
know
where he
was. They thought maybe he'd been kidnapped or something like that.
Yeah, and then Joakim, is that how you say his Noah? Noah's first name?
Joakim Noah?
Joakim Noah?
Joaquin?
I don't know what his
Noah?
Name is. Joakim Noah?
It's Joakim not any
Noah?
Of those. None of those
it's
sound
one
like
of those,
a name.
It's J-O-C.
Yeah, it's Joakim Noah.
It's not what you just said. It's not right either. We don't know how to say his name.
It's another terrible guy.
But
he used to be great when he was on the Bulls.
He's one of the Knicks, right? And he talked to Derrick Rose, and Derrick Rose was okay. And everybody's like, well, what does that mean? Where is he? And then they decided that he was in Chicago, where his family lives, and he had to go to Chicago to see his mom. And he just didn't answer his phone because he was busy. So now the team says, yeah, that's okay. And they've decided that, you know, whatever it is, whatever personal thing he had, it's fine, and everything's okay now.
They say they're still unsure why he didn't show up for the Pelicans game last night.
Yeah, they don't know why he didn't show
they're
up.
They're still not sure as of 4 minutes ago.
What's that? What'd you do?
I clicked on something.
Don't do that.
That was pretty cool.
That was cool. What was that? Boop, I was like, what the hell's happening now?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Should I put the DAWs down so you don't do
no,
that
No,
again?
No, no. We have another. Okay. We have some texts.
Okay, go ahead.
That theme song is so terrible your listeners are poisoning you with pork-flavored candy.
And then the other one's just I think it's just a threat to come. Yeah, someone's just threatening me, which is good.
Okay. 201-209-9368 if you'd like to make your threats in person on the air.
I am going to come up there and settle the score.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for your thoughtful text.
Thank you. Let's see. Other things in basketball. I have another basketball story.
This one
involves college basketball. Remember we were talking about Grayson Allen, who plays basketball for Duke.
He likes to trip people.
He liked to trip people,
games.
And he would trip people during games, and people finally got tired of it, and he got they made such a ruckus about it because his coach was like, "Yeah, but he's a good player, so I'm not going to do anything about it."
Yeah,
so then
like,
finally,
without him, we're pretty bad.
Yeah, so finally there was enough uproar that the coach said, "Oh yes, he's suspended. He's suspended indefinitely," and indefinitely turned out to be one game. Because then they went and they played, I think it was West Virginia or somebody, and they lost. And so as soon as he was gone, they lost. So then his suspension was over. So he came back. So then he was in his first game since he came back. They were playing Boston College. And the first thing he did was he went all Draymond Green on one of the players from Boston College, and he kicked the guy in the junk. He just totally, I mean, he stopped tripping people, and now he's just kicking them in the nads, you know?
Well, it was like it was kind of kicking behind. He was like kind of trying to feel his way with the
thing.
Yeah,
come on. That's a Draymond Green move. You look at that. His leg kicks out like a mule in the back, and just hits this guy.
That's totally a basketball move. I mean,
that
I used to do stuff like that all the time.
That is not. He's out of control, that kid. He's just, I don't know. That's bad. They should suspend him again. That's just a bad deal.
Aw.
I don't like him.
Don't suspend the kicker.
The kicker.
He's in the wrong sport.
What position do you play? Kicker. Kicker for the Duke basketball team. What else we got? There's a report out that some basketball teams in the NBA are underinflating or overinflating their balls to get a competitive advantage.
Tom Brady is a genius.
Yeah,
he's a visionary.
He's influenced sports beyond football. So that's one thing we didn't talk about over the holidays, since we're sitting here with holiday candy and holiday presents.
That's not holiday candy.
I feel
what
really bad.
What holiday is that?
I feel really bad that listener John sent us Christmas presents on December 23rd and we didn't get them until today.
Isn't today Epiphany?
When's Epiphany?
I think it was like the 7th or something.
It was the 5th or the 6th.
Close enough.
Well, it was a week ago. But anyway, it's like, he paid all the price for like 2-day delivery. He paid all this money.
It was worth it.
Yeah.
Whatever it took, man.
But I feel bad. He could have sent it, media mail or something.
He could have sent it on the back of a mule.
Yeah.
Pony Express.
Well, anyway, during Christmas, things happened that we didn't ever get around to talking about.
Things happened?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Golf. I'm talking about golf.
I didn't watch that.
I know. Why would we watch
golf? Who was watching golf?
Nobody was watching golf.
Okay.
But Tiger Woods, who is a golfer. He sent out a picture of himself with his shirt off.
As Mac
and
Daddy
sunglasses.
Santa, was that what it was?
Yeah, sunglasses and a hat, a Santa hat on. And he said, the kids all love Mac Daddy Santa is back. The
is that
kids
what it is,
all
Mac
love
Daddy
him.
Santa?
Yeah, Mac Santa, Mac Daddy Santa. It's horrifying. Can you put a link up somehow so people can see that picture?
Probably.
It's really awful.
You don't think Mac Daddy Santa is a good...
I think it's creepy.
His kids love it.
Yeah, he said, my kids love this. And it's like, your kids are creeped out. Old man with your shirt off. And
he's got his shirt off.
Yeah.
And he's got white
his
Santa closed. Hair, but it's like a Beatles bowl cut kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, and he's got like a white cap or something. And he's got a golf cap on top of it. And he's got black. I mean, he just looks creepy. He looks like, I don't know what that looks like. That's creepy.
You
and his nipples and his nipples are weird.
You think his nipples are weird?
Yeah, look at his nipples. They're weird.
Well, let me see.
You gotta try to text.
I don't know. It looks like a normal. I mean, I don't know if he shaves his chest. I always think that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, he does something.
He's got cool glasses on.
It's a creepy.
He's rich. He has so much money.
Does he have a lot of money now?
He has so much money.
Didn't he have to give a lot of? I mean, he's not making any money anymore, right?
No, I think he still makes a ton of money, man.
On what?
From just being Tiger Woods.
Well, how does that make him money?
Just, I don't know.
I don't think he has money. He has to pay.
Are you
alimony?
Peeling something off the
yeah,
box?
Yeah, I am. He has to pay alimony to that woman that was
lady
his wife.
He was
that lady
to?
He's married to.
Why are you being? Why,
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I think it's kind of cool.
This is the Emergency Broadcast Network. Please stay tuned.
It's kind of a neat sound, isn't it? I like
no.
it. Oh, you don't like that?
No.
All
right. 201-209-9368. If you're just going to want to peel tape off a box, give me that box.
What? I like it.
Yeah, you need to stop doing that.
Oh, all right.
Because it sounds like a Neil Young record from the 80s. Boop,
boop, boop, boop. Oh, did you ever find out when that
1982.
Record... Really?
Yeah, well, Neil Young went between, he would do a good record, do a bad record, yeah. I mean, it wasn't really
1982
Geffen Records.
Okay, Geffen, the mark of quality.
Trans. And it looks like why are you keep playing
trans? Trans had a different meaning then, right?
Yes, it just meant, I don't know.
What did it mean?
I don't know.
Transformed or
Transformer?
Something?
Well, yeah. There's a song called Transformer on this or something like that.
Okay.
Transformer Man. Maybe we can play that on the way out. Did you watch the Golden Globes?
No, I don't watch stuff like that.
Do you watch? What do you watch for the show? To get prepared for the show?
I don't
do
actually,
you watch any sports?
No. I don't watch sports anymore.
Why? Because you hate concussions.
Yeah, well, yeah. Here's the thing. I watched some of the Giants-Packers game. I made a vow that I wasn't going to watch football anymore.
Yeah, that was you've went a whole year and into the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel like that was a successful thing?
Well, obviously it wasn't successful because I watched some. I broke down and I watched. You know, it was the Giants, right?
Oh, you watched the Giants lose?
Well, they were playing the Packers, and I just, I hadn't seen the Giants all season, and I just thought that would be a big game, and I wanted to watch a little of it. So I watched some of it, and the Giants did really well at first. They were leading 6-0 through the first quarter. And
I know they were going. They were just like going. They were all over the Giants in the first. Like the announcers were just like, "Oh my God, the Giants are doing so great.
They should really have
more points, but they're doing so great."
Well, the Giants were doing great, and Eli was throwing great passes, and Beckham was just dropping them. He was just dropping them on the ground,
and they weren't scoring.
You know, I mean, it was days.
He can only catch a ball if it's thrown over his head, and he has to catch it with one hand.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much, because I mean, he had that one pass that was just delivered right to him, and it went right through his hand.
That's hard to catch a pass that's right in your hands.
Yeah, it was hard. So that was happening, but they still look pretty strong. They look good. They have a good defense. You know, it looked like it was going to happen. And then Aaron Rodgers just turned into, like, a machine, and that was that.
He's a machine.
And they took out Jordy Nelson, his favorite receiver.
When he was injured.
Well, they took him out. I don't know who that giant was. I forget who the giant was who hit him. But Jordy Nelson was, like, on the sideline, just about out of bounds, and this guy just came and like plowed into him with the top of his helmet into his ribs. And now he has two broken ribs, Jordy Nelson. He probably is not going to be able to play
against the Cowboys.
Maybe I should take the Cowboys.
You're going to take the Cowboys. You're going to do a little OTB.
I got to think about it.
Here's a message on our comment boards from Glenn.
Men's nipples are basically queer by their very existence.
Well, that's kind of true, I guess.
Thank you, Glenn. That's a very nice message.
That's a nice message. You can comment on our comments board if you're on the comments board. Leave us a comment. 201-209-9368 is our number to call. I feel really bad that no one has called today.
I feel like I broke the phone somehow or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Someone should call just to make sure that the phones are working.
Yeah, just call in and talk to call screener John. You don't have to come
just
on the air with us.
Just say the phones are working. We just don't want to talk to Jim.
Yeah.
Because he smells like bacon.
But you always smell like bacon.
I smell like bacon. Dale says Golden Globe's a major snore. Hadn't heard of 3/4 of those shows or movies. They did. The Golden Globes was on Sunday night. There was like 2.5 hours of television shows.
Yeah.
And then they give awards to the movie people.
Yeah.
And it was like, I haven't seen any of those movies.
Yeah.
You know, where is the, why isn't the Rogue One movie?
Had you
or
seen
Doctor it? Strange wasn't up for anything.
I hope not.
It was boring.
Uh-huh.
There's some movie called La La Land about singing and dancing.
That sounds awful.
Didn't see. Won't
no,
see.
No.
Won't watch.
Oh, well. Did you see Meryl Streep do her anti-Trump rant?
I did. That's when I stopped watching because I was like, well, that's probably the best thing that's going to happen tonight is Meryl Streep's going to get up, tell Donald Trump he's a moron, and everyone's going to clap, and we're going to feel good for 5 seconds, and then we're going to be reminded that he's still going to be the president no matter what Meryl Streep says. Doesn't matter what Meryl Streep says, he's still going to be the president.
Somebody called
me. Oh, the phones do work.
Yay, the phones are working, so we know that. So that person is now talking to call screener John, the most important member.
He is the only important member. Without him, there is no show, basically.
We still have to set up a co-hosting slot for the winner of our...
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
I told him that I'd talk to you about when would be a good time because I know you're out some weeks.
I have to be here?
Yeah, I think the two of us should be here for the co-host winner of the fantasy football challenge. Yeah.
So there's more sexual tension between me
between you and the guy. Yeah.
Hey, I can handle that. That sounds good. Can't wait.
It's
they're having a long conversation.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's fine.
Does that mean that we're supposed to answer this?
Maybe. I don't think it means anything.
Let's find out what's going on the phones. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk. Just because I didn't know what to do.
Can they hear us? Are we in mono?
Oh, are we in mono?
I'm asking you. Hello, caller. You are possibly on the air.
Am I on the air?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you like to be on the air, or do you not want to be on the air?
I'll be on the air.
Okay.
We're on the air, too.
Yeah, we
are,
too.
We're all on the air.
We're all on the air together.
I hear... Oh. But, yeah.
It's a great call so far.
Okay, what's your name?
Spike.
Okay, Spike. That's a great sports name. Do you have anything sportsy to tell us?
I have nothing sportsy to say. I'm not like, my family loves sports, but I just never found a huge passion for it.
Okay.
What do you have a passion for, Spike?
Like music.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's good.
You know, kind of more artsy stuff.
That's a good reason to listen to WFMU.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Have a great day, Spike.
Thanks, Spike.
You too.
I will.
WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk. Hello.
Hello, this is the best show in the world.
They hung up. I thought we had call screener John to take care of that.
Did he even get a chance to answer?
Oh, maybe
that?
He didn't. Maybe
I don't
I
think
just
we gave
answered.
Him a chance to answer
oh, I'm
that.
Sorry. My mistake.
I blame myself.
Let's blame you. I'll blame you. That's okay. 201-209-9368. If you'd like to tell us that you don't care about sports, you can do that.
I don't care about sports. I like music.
Yeah, music's good.
And art.
I play music. I do art. I used to play a lot of music.
Was that Spike Lee, you think?
No.
Maybe.
I don't think so. I met him once.
Is he cool?
No, he was angry. He was an angry man.
All the time?
Well, when I met him, yeah, he was angry.
okay.
He's just angry.
This is from Drew on the boards.
Jets season summary from last week's USA Today. Brandon Marshall. Jets season like having a diaper on and never changing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brandon Marshall, yeah, who played for the Jets, which they're a terrible team, and they were terrible all last season.
They're always terrible
yeah,
all the time.
And he said he did say that playing for them was like wearing a dirty diaper all season. The whole season was like having a dirty diaper on and never changing it.
Like he's stewing. He's a very smart person, very amusing person.
It's like stewing in your own excrement for an
entire... We know what that's like.
Yeah, we all do that. We've all known that.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Stewing in our own excrement.
Mm-hmm.
Or sucking on bacon sticks.
You are never going to get over
yodeling
that.
Yodeling bacon.
Oh, yeah, I should put the
I still
bacon
taste
together.
The bacon.
Yeah.
Of the bacon.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And that's good. You don't have to eat bacon... You know, for lunch now.
Thanks for everybody who texted during the show. That was a great experiment and people threatening my life. Thank you. Great stuff.
Hey, I got another NBA story. I did some NBA stuff this week.
I know. You were. You're not just a one sports.
Getting up on the NBA.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No.
Feeling pretty
good. We
got
to cover all the sportsy here.
We do.
It's always sportsy. There's, you know how, like, when. When little kids or little girls, often girls, sometimes little boys,
yeah.
little kids, they're learning to throw free throws. You know, they stand at the
yep.
line and the basket's way up there and they
yeah.
have to get the ball up to the basket and in the basket.
It's hard.
It's hard. So what they do is they kind of put the ball down between their legs and kind of half squat and then come up real fast.
Grandma style.
Grandma style. Free throws. Grandma style. There is a player in the NBA who is making free throws that way.
Who is?
His name is, unfortunately, Chinamu Onuwaku. I hope I said that right.
And that's probably right.
He plays for the Houston Rockets.
Okay.
He's a rookie this season.
He's a rookie, and he's still working on his free throw style.
He was having trouble with free throws. He wasn't good, right? And
yep.
he was doing conventional style free throws, you know, where you kind of hold the ball at chest high and then push it up, right?
Right.
And he was terrible. And he said, "I can make free throws, but I got to do them my way." And they said, "Well, what way is that?" And he did a granny three throw, and it went right in.
I think that's cool.
So it is cool. So that's how he's doing. They said, "Okay, if that's how you make free throws, man, you go ahead." And he's doing granny free throws every game, and he's making every one. He's impeccable.
I thought Shaq used to, like, the guys who had really bad, because like when the game was like 1950s, white guys, you know, 6 foot white guys, they all did like underhand. Free throws,
yeah.
And that now nobody does it except like this one guy.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it's actually a great thing to do if you can't
do
free
it?
Throws.
Wait, it is.
Because you just flick it with your hands and you do like a little backspin and it goes right in every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then why doesn't everybody do it that way?
Because people find it a little embarrassing. But I mean, like,
why
you know,
because they say granny
takes,
free throw.
It just takes one person. I think the crowd would go wild if you were granny free throwing all the time.
Well, I think they do. I mean,
I think of this show as the granny free throw of sports talk radio shows.
I think that's right.
Devin and Morricone Island are coming up
Yay.
Next. Devin, what's going on the show tonight?
Vince Giordano is coming on.
What?
Vince Giordano here?
Holy moly,
like live?
What?
Live here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Whoa. No wonder you're just a quiver.
Yeah,
you're
live.
A bucket of nerves. Look at him twitch. He's got a twitch going on.
No, he's doing fine.
No, he'll be okay.
Big show tonight.
Yay.
On the island.
On the island, Morricone Island. Excellent. Well done.
Stay tuned for that.
So what?
With 100% less bacon-flavored candy.
Oh, yeah? Do you guys
candy.
Want some delicious candy?
Oh, no. Don't eat that candy.
It's bacon-flavored candy canes. Come on. You can. It's really something. It's unique.
Eugene R. writes,
one of our listeners
in the gloomy radio station, sad bacon eyes. Sad bacon eyes.
Oh, hey. Did you hear what our, you know, the marathon is coming up?
Is it?
Yeah.
When?
March.
Okay. We're going to last that long, or is Trump going to,
We're fine.
Trump
we're
gonna, it up.
We're going to be fine. We have the most amazing thing
we
that we're going to produce.
More amazing
yes,
than bacon-flavored candy?
The most amazing thing that we've ever given away. We're
we've
given
ever
away.
Given away?
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. We have
I
some
told
great
you,
stuff.
We did have some great stuff. I think last year's flask funnel was pretty amazing.
That was pretty great.
Stainless steel flask
I thought the
funnel
finger,
engraved with Sportsy.
We gave everyone the finger one year.
Yeah, the Sportsy Talk finger was good.
There was the book where you can play along.
Yeah, the scorebook,
the
radio
Sportsy Talk home game.
Radio scorebook, yeah, we did that. But this is going to be, this is. I'm not going to tell people what it is yet, but I'll give you a hint.
I know what it is.
I know. But
oh, so you're saying for the listeners.
For the
okay.
listeners, it's a hint. Yeah, Jeets.
Think about that
mm-hmm.
while you're sucking on your bacon at home.
Suck on your bacon and think, yeah, Jeets.
Should we all try right. to get the underhand granny
go.
Thrower be on the air next
he's
week?
He's an NBA star. You're not even going to be here next week.
I might
what
be.
You might?
Depending if the
well, then why should I
bookstore
bother?
Lets
why
me
should,
out.
Why should I try getting a co-host?
Well, because I don't know.
Guest.
Maybe.
You don't know?
Do you,
well, I'm not
do you still
have
the crappy
yes,
Neil
I
Young
have,
record?
Yeah, that's right here.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, put your fingers all over that. Your bacon.
Can we go now?
Bacon hand. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM and all over the world. You can listen to us on your computer or your device at
whatever.
WFMU.org.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.
Thank you. You're listening to More Coney Island. Devin Levin's here every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, playing the soundtrack hits. We have special guest Vince Giordano coming up very, very shortly, and just playing a few tracks from some films that he had worked on. Started off with My Reverie from Mildred Pierce. It's the HBO miniseries, Todd Haynes. And after that, Jeepers Creepers, his version of Jeepers Creepers, which appeared in Woody Allen's Cafe Society, which I think was that just last year, or it's still in theaters actually, so still could be out now. Jeepers Creepers, originally introduced in 38, Harry Warren and lyrics by Johnny Mercer from the film Going Places. Ronald Reagan was even in that, and that's the song that Louis Armstrong, as a horse trainer, sings to his horse. And then Pick Yourself Up after that, Jerome Kern, lyrics by Dorothy Fields from 1936, appeared in the great Swing Time, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, and more famous for The Way You Look Tonight, which won Best Original Song.